The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The colorful markings of poison dart frogs vary depending on where the frogs live. Now a new study using thousands of fake frog decoys finds that these markings evolved hyperlocally, explaining why individuals of a single species of frog can sport so many different colors and patterns. This local evolution means that yellow stripes would do little to save a poison dart frog from hungry birds in a spot where squiggly green marks signal danger. Predators are more likely to attack strange frogs, not realizing that they're toxic. That gives local frogs a hometown advantage. You see, when predators see that their targets are a different species, they attack. Over the long term, that explains how patterns and colors become uniform in an area. To test the efficacy of these warnings against predators, scientists traveled to Peru with 3,600 life-size plastic frogs, painted with green patterns, yellow stripes, or simply left brown. And they discovered that where green was the local color, 27% of the yellow-striped frogs got attacked, compared with only 7% of the green ones.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.